from stpetecatalyst.com.
Welcome, everyone. Our guest today is Ambi Stevens. She is the founder of an organization called Empowerment, emphasis on the her. And Ambi's going to tell us a bit about herself and what inspired her to create this nonprofit and what it does for women in our community. Ambi, welcome.
Thank you, Karen. Yes, my name is Ambi Stevens. I am the oldest of nine. I am also the first in my family to go to school, go to college. And I say that because I think it's really important for my backstory. And you'll hear in a little bit about why I think that part of my story is so important. The reason and how Empowerment was born was about 3 years ago, my father committed suicide. And so when you think, you know, the oldest of nine, having to relay that message to your family and to your siblings that your father committed suicide, and people want to know why, and they want to know what happened. And so I realized that I had kept a big part of my dad's story a secret, not on purpose, but just out of embarrassment and, you know, humiliation, and just like trying to keep things under ropes to maintain my own stability. And so I had to tell people what happened, and people wanted to know, you know, what happened, how did this happen? And so I had to expose that. And in the effort to create a safe haven for myself, I started a Facebook group. And the Facebook group was really just a place for people to kind of connect together, for me to kind of tell people what happened, but also to allow other women to connect together, inspire each other, support one another, and lean on each other in a way that I realized I did not have, and my dad also didn't have. And we did that. I started that group in November 2017. January 2018, we had 700 members. These were members that were family, friends, friends of friends, community members. It was amazing. And so I said, okay, I have all these women that have come to my Facebook group to get healing, to connect together, to support other women. What can I do? So I started to meet with these women every month, and I would invite experts in different fields to come in and speak about things like healthy relationships, healthy partnerships, friendships, self-care, self-love, financial independence, all of these topics that I realized go hand in hand with your mental stability and your community partnerships in yourself. And so we started to do that, and we would meet at different places like Starbucks or Chili's, libraries, wherever we could that provided a free space that we could still be able to have that cultivation of relationships. And after doing that for about a year, I realized that, you know, I can do so much more. You know, here I am, this, you know, 20 something year old trying to grow a network. And I then decided to not launch a nonprofit. And I launched that nonprofit January 2020, right before COVID. And we were already doing the work for 3 years. So for three years, we were already doing support services. So for any woman who wants that one-on-one support, we were already doing that. We were already doing support groups in the community. We were already doing empowerment workshops. So I said, why not have a place where people can actually do all that at a center? Instead of going to a park, why not have a place where women can have a place to come and have those services in a safe place, a support group they can have in one centralized location? And I took my savings and I launched this nonprofit, and I opened up a community center, which is in Pinellas County. We now have those one-on-one support services. So for any woman who wants that one-on-one support, whether that be for resume writing, job stability, financial independence, they can meet with an advocate one-on-one to discuss all that. We also have support groups. So we have a single mom support group, a financial independence support group, a painting and healing support group. And then the last Friday of every month, we have empowerment workshops. And those workshops are for women that kind of go hand in hand with how we first got started, to talk about those things like self-love, self-care, healthy relationships and friendships, and just all of these topics that really help you with your real life change. Something that I'm very passionate about is coming intentionally, but leaving with something. I want people to leave my presence knowing that I impacted them in some way.
Ambi, that's a really impressive founder story. And not only how quickly you got a following of that size, but also what a smart pivot during COVID. Tell us a bit about where the center is located, what the process of becoming engaged in the services is, and maybe approximately, you know, sort of the nature of how many people you serve. Give us a little more detail there.
We are located in Pinellas County. It was important to me to have a place that was near St. Pete, but also Clearwater. So we're actually near Almerton. So in that centralized Pinellas County area, we have a hygiene pantry at the center as well. And that is for the women who need that support. I say that to say a lot of our services and our clients come for that reason. So I love that we have that dislocation for them. We served in the month of March, 66 women. And though that number just keeps on growing every month. In the month of February, we served 40. Last year, we served 345 women. That was during COVID. I just got out of a meeting, so I know all these numbers off the back of my hand. I think that the number continues to grow because we continue to do workshops that impact all types of women to be able to reach so many different homes.
Tell me a little bit about what the special magic is of women helping women and coming together in person, which I know has been a challenge and we've all missed so much in the past year, but that's starting to open up a bit. But even without physical presence, there's a social support system. Tell me a bit about what your aha process of understanding the power of how quickly people came together at your initial prompting. And I'd just love to hear your philosophy on why that matters.
Sure. I think, you know, it's interesting to me. I think that so many women, we all have something about us that we either, you know, don't talk about, or we do talk about, we have a little light in us. And I think it's so amazing to see so many women be able to talk to each other and find that light. When you are talking to someone and you find that fire in you and you can see it in your eyes, a spark in your eyes, that to me is so unmatched. And by allowing us a network to talk things out and support each other, the light and the fire is found. And we do those every day. Today we had a workshop this morning, actually, with there was seven women of all different types of lifestyle. And I heard them in the other room and I hear the woman finding their fire and finding their light and just, you know, so excited. And for me, you know, it's like, I'm supposed to be working, but I want to get up and want to go in there and join the conversation with them. And I think it's really unmatched. I am so happy to be able to do this work.
How do people find you? Are you still drawing from that initial network of 700 that kind of grew with you? Or are you reaching out in the community to those who might not have been a part of the original group?
Thankfully, and I guess goes both hands, we have went outside of that 700. You know, we still do have some clients that still apply to that, but a lot of our clients are from just Facebook in general, like social media, or we do have some community partners. We partner with a few different organizations, such as like Reach St. Pete, RCS of Pinellas, different nonprofits that we go out and talk to, different colleges and schools. And I think that's been really great because we're able to, something I'm passionate about is getting a diverse group of women around. I want people from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds to be able to walk in here and get support. And so by reaching out to various different people, we're able to do that.
Is it diverse by age as well as race and location in the county?
Absolutely. And I think that's something that makes, when people ask my wow factor, and what I go to bed thinking about every night, it's that. I'm so proud of that because it's race, age, culture, religion, social and economic level, salary. It's everything is so diverse. And when people walk in here, it seems like everyone's on the same page. I know what, you know, where people are at, but it seems like everyone's on the exact same level and we're all just here to help each other rise.
Wow, that's impressive. Congratulations. That's not an easy thing to do in our culture where we tend to select out and stay in our enclaves and our kind of segregated corners of society. That's really amazing. Tell me a little bit about who is supporting your efforts? What kinds of donors and funders are helping? And what do you think was the special attraction that tipped them into your column?
As a grassroots nonprofit, I won't sit here and say that, you know, Alliance of Things are easy. It's not. Funding is one of our hardest things to make happen, especially during COVID. A lot of our fundraisers come from our community partners, just like private donors. Many of them come from donations from family and friends, just kind of word of mouth of our community members. The Foundation of Tampa Bay has been super amazing to help us, and we've got some grants from them, and then other grants as well through a few different banks that we were able to get committed to help us. I think it's my backstory. I think it's the fact that, you know, I'm very transparent about my past and where I come from. I would never in a million years think that I would be sitting here doing this. I wanted to be a lawyer. I didn't want to do this. I think that's important to say. I also think that it's the ambition behind the work. Like, I can sit here and tell you that I help people all day long, and, you know, but I think it's actually doing it. Like, I work 13 hours a day. My staff does the same. Like, we're overworked, but it's amazing to see. And none of us are kind of like tired. We're all like, we like what we do. And so I think it's important to say that it's the people who make the mission happen. I think that donors really appreciate that.
Where do you want to go with the organization? What is sort of your vision for the future?
My vision is to open a second center in Pinellas County, primarily probably like in North County, and then grow in Florida. And then I eventually want to go to different states. I have a brand ambassador in Georgia, and I would love to be able to open up a center in Georgia too.
So when you say open a center, are you leasing space in an existing community center? Tell us a little more about that.
Sure. I'm leasing space, and I went out and I rented out like an office space that I then transformed to be a center. So I have different sections in our office that I have created into a center. So we have a conference room, we have a front desk, we have a computer lab. It's supposed to be a office. It was a lawyer's office, but we made it into a center where people can come in and feel comfortable.
That's great.
Yeah.
So we've seen a lot in the past few years of sort of the damaging and difficult aspects of social networks. But I think we've also, especially during the past very challenging year, seen how important it has been as a tool for people to make connections when physical connections weren't possible. Do the women who are involved in your programs, do they form connections with each other across social? Does that remain an important part of the platform? Or is it pretty much being displaced by the on-site physical?
No, I think that's one of the best things about empowerment is that so many women are able to connect outside of here. A lot of the women, they end up, you know, networking and even like having jobs together, networking events together, and they end up having their own partnerships outside of our network. And I think that's great to see. It helps me realize that what I'm doing matters because they're able to grow. And it may not be, you know, they may have come here three times for a financial class, but they met, you know, Sally, and now her and Sally have become business partners. And that to me is great to see.
So people are taking it and running with it.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had three people today. I watched them walk out and they said, "Do you want to come with us to lunch?" I'm like, "No, I can't do that." You know, like clients basically. And I'm like, "Y'all have a good day." And I watched them walk out together and get in the car to go get food. I'm like, that's really great. Like, I'm glad they are finding their own network of people to hang out with.
That's wonderful. Tell me about the single mothers support group.
Yeah. So I wanted to do that support group because my mom was a single mom. And I think that, you know, once you're doing this work, you realize all of the things you can do to help. And so the single mom support group is every Thursday. It's 90 minutes. And we talk to the women. We have a person who does this about like resiliency techniques, venting, healing. I bring in experts from different places and they do different workshops with them, trauma bonding, divorce. And it's really a place for women to moms to be able to connect and network and vent. And we also allow the women to bring their children. So that way they can have free meals that are provided for them. It gives them that 90 minutes to have their food provided for that night, while also letting the children be able to get tutoring assistance, reading and writing, whatever the case may be, for those every week, 90 minutes. So it's been really great watching it. Right now, we have a total of 13 women that come every single week, and they can do that both virtually or in person.
That's very comprehensive. Tell me, do you draw upon a network of professionals, social workers, folks involved in trauma-informed care? What is your external network and the people that support you?
Sure. Our board members, a lot of them have backgrounds, and I have a therapist on my board, and so we dive into her network. I also have an advocate on my board who's been a domestic violence advocate for 35 years, and so we dive into her network as well. The criteria is to have a one-on-one interview with me, and then we kind of like use the same 10 people. Once you're in with us and we consider you, you know, competent enough to, you know, to help these women, then we use those. I do not just bring anyone on. I want it to be intentional and be someone who does have the criteria to help these people. We don't want to do them a disservice in case that person is not, able to help.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're really interested in at the St. Petersburg Foundation and Catalyst is just that, you know, the spirit of innovation that drives and inspires people in the social space to do creative new approaches, similar to the business space where people are inventing new products or new approaches. Tell me, like, your backstory clearly was a motivator for you. Also something that sounds like it really grounds you, but are there people or other organizations who have been an inspiration to you in your journey as a social entrepreneur?
Sure. I'm not sure if you're familiar with LaDonna Butler at The Well. Yes, LaDonna, the woman, I love her so much. she definitely inspires me to keep innovating, to keep going, to pivot and create new things if it doesn't work. And something that people don't talk about is failing, and to fail, but fail effortlessly, and to fail with, you know, intention, and to get up and try it again. And I think that's amazing to do. And I am learning how to do that. So I used to work at CASA. And so I still use those resources, the nonprofit leadership, what is it called? NLC. They're great as well to help. Deneve from the Tampa Bay Foundation, Deneve Boyle. She's been really helpful, a great mentor. Someone that I also think has been great is Lexis Morrison from Reach St. Pete, great mentor. We are very much alike in our backstories and from the same age. So we're able to, you know, talk things out and then say, all right, we just cried for a day. Let's get it together and go back in stronger.
You just rattled off an amazing list of local heroes that I'm so thrilled that you are finding right in your own backyard and in our community, the people that are helping you to build a strong, sustainable organization. It's really impressive. Yeah. Especially at your stage in life, you're really far along a path, but it sounds like you've had some great mentors too.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't mind asking for help.
that's great.
I was just going to say that I think, you know, as a grassroots nonprofit, it's really important for me to say that we are doing the work, and I know how easy it is to support larger nonprofits that are out there already. They're easy to see. We see them everywhere around the world. It's easy to support them. So my challenge is to try to believe in these grassroots nonprofits that are doing, they have such great stories and they're impacting so many women in our backyard. And so my challenge is to you, whoever's listening, to try to give back and believe in these nonprofits, because these grassroots nonprofits, because we are going places, but we need your help to do that. And I am one to tell you that whatever donation or support that I'm ever given, I take it with me the long way, because I know it's going to impact the women that we serve. So That's all I got.
Oh, no, I like that. So you're encouraging people to balance their giving between the established nonprofits that they may be more familiar with and trying to support some local new ventures such as Hau Hunan.
Absolutely.
And what is the website? And is there a giving option on the website?
Yes, it's empowerment.org. There is a donate option on the right-hand corner.
Is that also a place where people can go to take advantage of courses and the offerings, service offerings?
Absolutely. Yep, please, please. You can also contact me directly anytime. You can go in on our website to find classes, any of our workshops, any of our resources. You can also find that on our social media pages, and it's all under Empowerment.
That's amazing. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years. I am in the process of writing a book, so I would like to be done with that book by 5 years. I would also like to probably be having these two centers, so the one here that we have right now, and then opening up the second one and being able to run those effectively, efficiently, and giving back to more women in our community and making my dad proud.
That's awesome. I bet you'll have some pretty amazing metrics at the end of 5 years too.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's great.
From stpcatalyst.com.